Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship
takes just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Wanna be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. Everything I need is where.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. How many want to be where he is? Hallelujah. How many want to be where the Lord is? Hallelujah, in his presence, his fullness of joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for that beautiful song for you, Lord. Hallelujah, by Tasha Cobb. Want to be where you are. We thank you. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I'm just so full. When I begin to think about being in the presence of God, amen, there's fullness of joy. Glory to God. Amen. There's peace. There's serenity. There's love. There's unspeakable joy. That's why the psalmist wrote, "Can't nobody do me like Jesus." Truly, that's my testimony today. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care about the football games. I don't care about the Super Bowl, the Mardi Gras, which they're getting ready to kick off. They done already kicked it off. Hallelujah. I don't care about any of those things. All I care about is being in the presence of God. All I care about is working out my own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Oh, I don't know about you all, but I want to see Jesus, and I want to be able to look upon his face. Hey, glory to God. I want him to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." If we're not working to hear those words pronounced over us, ah, hallelujah, you're missing it, you're missing it, you're missing it. But get on target. Hey, I bless him today. I give him glory. I give him praise. Amen. As I was getting ready and preparing to come on today, once again, we greet you in the matchless, awesome, magnanimous name of Jesus Christ. We greet you. Amen. And we welcome you to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are in our fourth year. Amen. We celebrated 3 years of this Blog Talk Radio, and we have been diligent and consistent and coming on Monday through Fridays to share the Word of God with you. God has restructured some things, and now we're on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We put it out there that Mondays and Fridays is available to anybody that would like to host. Amen. I won't be at the helm on those days, but I will certainly come in and try to be of assistance. But God is doing a shifting, amen, and he's not shifting us away from him. He's shifting us closer to him, amen. And as I was just sitting here, Evangelist T can attest to us being on another radio blog with one of my dear friends, Pastor Adams, Pastor Ashton Adams. And that's how I became familiar with this Blog Talk Radio. We were on with Pastor Adams for about 3 months straight. Amen. And his blog would come on at 6 in the morning. That's California time, y'all. 6 a.m., and I was faithful to that radio blog, and even after God blessed us to start our own, we still stayed connected with the man of God. Amen. But we were coming on 6 a.m. every morning. Amen. And he is a prolific author and writer. And he wrote this declaration of war. And I was looking through some of my material online today, and I thought it was very befitting. I love this declaration of war that God gave him. Amen. And we're going to open up with this on today. Amen. And we're going to continue the series that we have started, The Power of a Praying Mother. Amen. I don't know if Pastor Gloria is on today, but if she is, she'll be expounding on the word today. If not, we're going to, there's capable people on here, and all of us can talk about prayer. All of us can talk about praying, and we certainly can talk about praying mothers. Amen. So we want to open up with this declaration of war today, and I'd like you all to read along with me, and any of you all need a copy of this, I will certainly be more than happy to oblige you with a copy. Amen. It says a declaration of war, and I'm going to read this thing because it's in my spirit. Amen. How many know we're in a war? Hallelujah. There's a war going on every day that the Lord allow us to wake up, every day that he renew his mercies. Know that we're in a war. Amen. Amen. Because there's two members that's warring in our spirit, and that's evil is warring against good. So we're in a war daily. Amen. Because evil is always trying to win. But how many know we already on the winning side? Amen. Declaration of war. And I'm going to open up with the word of prayer. We're going to declare this this war. Amen. It says, we this day set ourselves in agreement with the word of God to be a kingdom warrior and to attack the kingdom of darkness, to the pulling down of strongholds of Satan. We will become a mighty warrior and advance on his kingdom. We will not be afraid or intimidated, but come out victorious, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We do further put ourselves in agreement with Jesus Christ to declare this gospel, to use the mighty name of Jesus, and to do as the scriptures have said. Greater works. How many know that Jesus said, greater works ye shall do. In the name of Jesus, we declare war on the kingdom of darkness with other members of the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, which is mightier than any other name, we affirm and agree to the power, authorship, and lordship of the name of Jesus Christ. We this day declare war against the devil and all the evil forces that come against God's people. How many are willing to declare war today against the enemy and all the evil forces that come against God's people, that come against our families, that come against our community, that come against the word of God, that come against our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus? Hallelujah. We declare war. Hallelujah. We're going in with the victory. We already have the victory. We already have the victory. Amen. Amen. The keys of the kingdom was given unto us. Hallelujah. He told Peter, on this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. We know that one can chase 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to a flight. And if we would come into agreement with one another, if we would unify ourselves, amen, fortify ourselves, no weapon formed against us. Do you know every one of us would be covered? No need for jealousy, no need for envy and strife, no need for backbiting. We all are covered under the blood. Amen. No, none of us are in lack. Amen. None of us are not without. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are kingdom warriors. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord today. Lord, we give you glory. For you are the great I am. Amen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in, and they are safe. Oh, God, there's safety in the arms of Jesus today. Amen. We come against every foul spirit. We come against every lying tongue. Glory to God. We come against anything that would exalt itself above God. Glory to God. We come against wickedness in high places. We're tearing down strongholds today. Hallelujah. We're tearing down the Messiah. Anything that exalts itself above God. Glory to God. We thank you today, God, for peace in our spirit. We thank you, God, for peace in our homes, peace on our jobs, peace in our children's lives. We thank you, God, for being a provider today. We thank you for being our, Messiah, a way maker today. Oh, God, we lift you up today, Jesus, for you are the lifter of our soul. Hallelujah. We putting on the full armor today. Messiah, we're going to fortify ourselves. Glory to God, and we're going to call on the name of Jesus. God, for you said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitting in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the land, is in the law of the Lord, and in that law that he meditate day and night. God, you've already given us some promises. You promised us that we would be like trees, hallelujah, set by the rivers of water. God, you said our leaf, hallelujah, will not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. God, you told us to look unto the hills, from whence cometh our help. We know that all of our help come from the Lord. God, you told us to lean and depend on you. God, you said that your promises are sure, God. We're standing on a sure foundation today, God. That foundation is Jesus. We're standing on a rock today. That rock is Jesus. Messiah. Hallelujah. You have given your son a name that is above every name. You said at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Hallelujah. We're standing on that name. We're standing on that foundation. God, we're not going to be afraid. Glory, because you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us a sound mind. You gave us a spirit of power. And you gave us a spirit of love. And we're standing on it. We will not, Messiah. We will not back up. Glory to God. I don't care what come against us. We will not back up. Hallelujah. Yes, we're going to be persecuted. Yes, we're going to be troubled on every side. Glory to God, but we already have the victory. Glory to God. God, we bless you today. We're lifting up our children today. We're lifting up our parents today. We're lifting up our godchildren today. We're lifting up our siblings today. We're lifting up our nieces and our nephews. We're lifting up our cousins today. All of our extended family. We're lifting up the fivefold ministry today. We're lifting up the apostles. We're lifting up the prophets. We're lifting up the evangelists. We're lifting up the pastors and the teachers. God, we're lifting them up to you today, God. God, we're asking you to create in us a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit within us, God. God, whatever is not holy, remove it from among us, God. Don't let us be like Ananias and Sapphira. Take out that lying spirit, God. We want you to purge us. We need a cleansing today, God. Hallelujah. We need to know how to tell the truth. We need to know that you got our back, God. Glory to God. We love you today, God. Messiah. You said when the Him. Oh, we're standing on that word today. We won't be discouraged. We won't be defeated. We won't be delusional, God. Hallelujah. We're going to walk with soundness. We're going to talk with soundness. We're going to learn this year how to treat one another, how to esteem one another, how to prefer our brothers and our sisters. Oh, God, we're going to do that this year. Oh, we're making a vow today, God, that we're going to love like Jesus loved. And we making a vow today that none of us will be in lack. Hey, glory to God. You said if we see our brothers and our sisters and they have a need, if we shut up, our vows of compassion, our vows of mercies, how dwelleth the love of God in us. Oh, God, help us this year, God. Help us to think on the things of others. Help us, Lord God, to remember the household of faith, God. You told us to have a special love for the household of faith. Oh, God, stop the lying tongues today. Oh, stop those that are putting their hands on the men and the women of God. You said, touch not my anointed. Ah, you're just not talking about the king. You're not just talking about the queen, God. Oh, but you're talking about your sisters and your brothers. Anybody that's children of the king. Hallelujah. They're God's anointed people. They're God's precious ones. Ah, we're not giving anything higher to the leaders than all to the sheep. God, help us, God, to be good shepherds, God. Help us, Lord God, to be good sheep, God. Help us to be obedient to your word this year. I hear the Lord saying obedience. God is going to give us influence this year because of our obedience. But if we don't obey, hey, glory to God, there won't be no good thing coming to you. Only those that have made a vow that they're going to obey God's word this year. Our favor is going to be on your life. People won't understand why you're walking in certain realms. People won't understand, hallelujah, when your name begin to ring. It's not going to ring because of you and your popularity. It's going to ring because God has given you favor. Amen. And God is going to remember all the seeds that you sowed. I won't say to the body of Christ, before we get into this lesson today and this topic today, I want to say to those of you, some of you have sown on bad ground. Some of you have sown on bad ground, but because of your heart, because of your willingness, and because of the mind that you had when you sowed, God say, even the seed that you sown on bad ground, I'ma cause it to sprout up. Hey, you know, Messiah, the Lord spoke that in my spirit this morning. He said, some of them have sown on some bad ground, but he said, because of their heart, hallelujah, I'm a cause a harvest in their life. Amen. The seed that you sown that was on bad ground, God go turn it around for your good. But this year, the Lord is telling us, hallelujah, know them that labor among us. Hey, glory to God, know them that labor among you. Hallelujah, have a forgiving spirit this year. Hallelujah, don't be so quick to kick people to the curb. Give them another chance. Someone asked Jesus, hallelujah, said, how many times must I forgive my brother? And Jesus said, 70 times 7. Hallelujah. How many of us are willing to forgive that long? We won't even forgive once or twice. But I hear the Lord saying, if you don't forgive, neither will I forgive you. Hey, you know, Messiah, when somebody do you wrong this year, remember how many times God has had mercy on you. How many times you sought God for forgiveness. Don't throw your pearls away. Amen. Don't kick your brother to the curb. Don't kick your sister to the curb. Have a spirit of long suffering this year. A spirit of long suffering this year. Oh, God, I hear you today, God. You know, yeah, no Messiah. Hallelujah. You know, we tend to look at people at their outer appearance, and if they're looking good on the outside, we just assume they're all good. Oh, yes, we do. Even in the house of the Lord, somebody come in there with goodly apparel, we're going to march them to the front. But those that don't have on that kind of apparel, we're going to have them sitting in the back somewhere. But my Bible tells me to be careful how you entertain a stranger, for some have entertained angels unawares. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I didn't have no mind to go this way, and I don't know who's on this line. I can't see yet. I don't have the switchboard open because I'm walking around in the living room, and I'm speaking as the Holy Ghost move upon me. I don't know who's on the line, but I'm telling you, people of God, it's time to let go. If you say God has forgiven you and you have forgiven somebody, I don't care if it's been 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years, let that thing stay buried. Because if it's not buried, then that means you're still walking around with unforgiveness. Hallelujah. If you still resurrected that same deed that somebody did to you 5 years ago, 10 years ago, then it ain't dead. You're not free. And that's why you can't move. That's why you can't flow in the spirit like you should, because you're holding on to unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a cancer. It's a disease. Ah, God, I don't know who you're talking to today. Unforgiveness is sin. And guess what? It's a disease. And it will eat away at you. Sometimes, Messiah, we'll say, oh, I forgive you. And we'll pray about that thing. Oh, it's not in my heart no more. But as time go by, you begin, and then we allow these whispering demons to come back and begin to whisper to us. They come back and begin to whisper to us. And then guess what? That incident, that situation, that circumstance, it come before us afresh again. What are you saying, Evangelist Sister Benoit? What am I saying? It's not dead. You haven't forgiven. Because when you forgive, you let go and you let God. You don't keep on every year bringing up the same thing like my mother do sometimes. She'll remind me of when I was a little girl and I did teenage and did all kind of crazy stuff. Well, that's over with. Just 30 years ago, I went down in a water grave. I rose to walk in a new light. Yeah, almost. That's not me anymore. You know, I have a nickname. And Jesus Christ, oh, Lord, I did some terrible things under that name. But I have a new name. I'm Sister Adrian. Now, God blessed me and put Sister before my name. I don't even identify with that nickname no more. But you know, the people that know you, that was raised with you, you know, in the neighborhood, your folks, my brother, he's still living in the 60s and the 70s, calling me some crazy. And I said, that's not me anymore. He said, well, you're going to always be that to me. Well, that's because guess what? His mind has not been renewed. Oh, we need a new mind, people of God. The power of a praying mother. The power of a praying saint. The power of a praying man. We all got to pray. This ain't no gender in Christ Jesus. There's no male or female. Amen. The same thing he do for me, he'll do it for you. No separation. No division. Oh, God. We better get on grasp this year. This year, this is the seventh day in the new year. We haven't seen anything yet. We're going to see some terrible things. You think 2014 was a year, was a disaster year for some people in this nation? 15 going to be even greater. They say this is the year of rest. The number 15 represents rest. But guess what? You better find out what kind of rest they're talking about. Amen. There's no rest for us. Hallelujah. We got to keep on pounding. We got to keep on praying. We got to stay on the wall. It ain't no time for us to go to sleep. Hallelujah. Jesus, I didn't know God. Lord, help me today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get rid of some of these things in our lives, people of God. Please. Please, God, woke me up with that. We have to let go. And this is not a cliche. We're not just saying it as a little catchy phrase. Let go and let God. Let go of some of these past hurts, these disappointments. Yes, people hurt us. Yes, they persecute us. Yes, they lie on us. Some have even spit in our face. But guess what? We have to have a forgiving heart. We got to really ask God to help us. Lord, forgive them. Jesus, even when they crucified him, you know what he prayed? He said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that's what we have to do when people hurt us. And church hurts are the worst hurts. I had some friends of mine was put out of church about 3 years ago. Put out. Put out. That's why I like these independent churches, because they ain't held accountable to nobody. They just do what they want. And you're right, that's their church. God ain't nowhere in it. How you going to put a mother in Zion out of the church? You put them out of the building, I'll say, because the church is in us. The church is in us. That's why we got the Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus told his disciples to tarry. He said, wait in Jerusalem, I'm going to send you something. What was he sending them? He was sending them a comforter. What is the comforter? The Holy Ghost. What does it do? It leads and guides us into all truth and righteousness. It gives us power. Lord, I bless you. Hey, Jesus. Oh, God. It's heavy on me today. It's heavy on me today. You know why? Because we have to come to terms with ourselves. We got to get the beam out of our eye. I can't worry about the mote that's in yours when I have a beam in mine. Work on yourself. Ask God to show you you. Lord, show me me. When God showed me, do you know I have to fast? When God show all this ugly stuff in me, I have to say, Lord, help me. We have not arrived. Sister Donna, so good to see you. We haven't arrived. We got work to do. And we won't work on somebody else, but we won't work on ourselves. I got some shortcomings. I still have a lot of, I've been in this thing 30 years, and I ain't made it yet. Mess with one of my grandchildren. Mess with one of my great-grandchildren. You'll see I ain't made it yet. Hallelujah. So we got to pray. We have to pray. The power of a praying mother. My grandmother's prayers is the cause of me still being alive today. I really believe that. Because some of the things they said, we call them old wives' fables. But some of those old wives' fables, they saved my life. They literally saved my life. Because before I would do anything, I would hear them saying these things to me. Show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. Hallelujah, I remember that. And they say, hey, everybody that's laughing, what you say, smiling faces tell lies. Everybody that laughs, which ain't got your back. You know, sometimes we hear people say, I got your back. Yeah, you got my back long as you see me flourishing, long as you see I don't need anything from you. But the day of tomorrow when I call you and I have a need, do you still have my back? When my son and my daughter is in trouble and I need you to pray for me, do you still have my back? God, glory to God.
Oh, Jesus, people of God, it's time for us to get it together. We are the saints. That's why the world is still as it is, because of the saints. They're praying saints in the earth. If we weren't in the earth, God would have been in it. Hallelujah. He would have been in it, but it's because of the righteous. It's because of the righteous. Hallelujah, that this nation have not been consumed. Bless you, dear God. Hallelujah, I don't see Pastor Glory on the line. Amen, I'm going to open up the line. Oh, Jesus, we need help today. We need help today. Glory to God. Glory. Help us, Lord. We need help today, God. Jesus. I'm going to go to Pastor. I see Pastor Beatrice on the line. Hallelujah. We just want to expound a little bit. Jesus. I don't even know how to go, God. Hallelujah. There's some exhortation we're talking about. The power of a praying woman. We're going to do a few exhortations, give everybody 3 to 5 minutes. We have about 12, 13 calls on the line. Amen. I see Bishop-elect Lot on the line. I see Prophetess Albertine on the line. Evangelist T. I see Sister Anita, Sister Donna. Hallelujah. I see Messiah. Amen, amen. Lady Roswell on the line. Oh, glory. You don't know more. Let me go and see if Lady Roswell can come on. Hallelujah. Then we're going to go to Pastor Beatrice. Lady Roswell, God bless you. Hallelujah. I don't see Pastor Gloria. I had asked her to speak today. Amen. I haven't heard from her, so it's all right. We're going to move on. Hallelujah. Pastor Lady Roswell, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I just bless God for the word that I did hear when you were speaking about forgiveness and letting go and different things of that. And I just thank God for the word, because the word is now, and the word has always been for us to work on ourselves.
Thank you,
God. We have not made it. It's about self inspection, and that should be our daily goal, that we look at ourselves, and that's the purpose of prayer. When we go in prayer, God will, first of all, he begins to reveal and show us those things, those shortcomings and those things that are not like him. And even though that we are fasting and praying and dying daily, there are still things that we will still have to let go of. And it's all about, first of all, being real with yourself. And many times we try to put things, push it aside. And one thing about it, your pride will blind you, will cause you to be delusional, to make you think that what you see is not really real. But we have to accept the fact that what we see is not of God, and it's not the becoming of a saint. So I just praise God for that word. It's nothing new. But until we come to the, like you said, until we come to the place to deal with it, deal with ourselves, and when we can deal with ourselves, when we can get delivered and set free, and when we can get that love in our hearts, and when we can get to the place where we can truly forgive, that's one of the things that's tripping a lot of the saints of God up, is unforgiveness, harboring, holding on for years and years and years and years. And the thing of it is, we become a prisoner ourselves. When those people, many of them have forgiven and they moved on, and we still rehearsing that same old thing, that the man left us with the children, and he cheated on us, and whatever. You have to come to the point. He did it. You heard.
Come on.
Get healed. Move on and live and be what God is calling for us to be. And, you know, we living in a day and time that, you know, you got to be able to be in a position to be in season, that when God has, when he speak to you, you got to be ready to go. And we can't have these little things tripping us up. And I just praise God for the word because, you know, this is a model consecration that many people, they start out, that everybody wants to fast and pray. But like I tell people, this should be our weekly spiritual maintenance, not just
come
in the month
now.
Of January, but this is something
yes,
that we
God.
Should live by week to week, month to month, year to
mm-hmm.
year. The method has not changed for us
mm-hmm.
in our spiritual growth. Thank you for this opportunity. I thank God. I'm not always able to get on here, but I thank God
yes.
for such
oh,
a fresh word, an on-time word, and be
you,
encouraged,
God.
Evangelist Bernard. This is
thank
of the Lord's
you.
Doing. It's nothing new that I still say the same. It remains
oh.
the same. It hadn't got stale. It's still good for our soul. God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've been knowing Lady Rosalyn and her husband over 20-some more years, and just beautiful couple, beautiful people. Amen, amen. And we thank God we're going to be giving you all some information. We're going to be, they're going to be hosting a crusade this year in Birmingham, Alabama. Amen. And I just thank God for real saints, as she said, real people. Amen. Oh, Jesus, real people. You know, it's a blessing when you can have a relationship and be in good fellowship with the saints, and there's never been no foul play. There's never been no gossip and no back. God, it's a blessing when you meet real people, real saints that love the Lord. And when you love the Lord, you can't do no anything to your brothers and your sister. And if you do, guess what? God will convict you. Hallelujah, God. Sometimes you can't sleep when you have said something foul or something that was unsettling to you, and you say, you think about that thing, you say, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have. Lord, have mercy. We need so much help. We need help, and I'm telling you, the leaders, not just the sheep. Amen. The shepherds need help. We need to pray for these. We need to pray for our leaders more diligently and more consistently this year than ever before. Do you know they had about 8 pastors committed suicide last year? Suicide. Ah, we don't know the pressure that these leaders are under. Yeah, you know, they're human beings. And one thing I'd like to say, they're human beings. Quit putting them on a pedestal. Quit putting them up there. They're not gods. They're chosen vessels that God has chose to lead his people. They're not gods. But sometimes we make these folks out of gods, and then when you see that human side of them, and then you say, oh, no. Oh, yeah, they're human. We ain't got there yet. They got the same blood running through their body. They have the same temptations, the same challenges, amen, that we have. Ooh, glory to God. God bless you. Thank you, Lady Rosalyn. God bless you. Give my love to Pastor D. Amen, amen. We're going to Pastor Beatrice, then to Sister Donna Shaw, and then we're going to go to Mother Charity, and we see Bishop Alec on here. We're going to get to all y'all. Amen. Now, the Lord had his way today. I didn't know how things was going to go. We had a speaker, but, hey, going the way the Holy Ghost is moving today. Pastor Beatrice, God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Adrian Bernard.
So good to hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I enjoyed your New Year's prayer. That was a blessing as well. I was listening in. I just want to tell you thank you for your prayer and your word of encouragement today, because even before I was listening to you, I tuned in. I was reading the book of Hannah. I was reading the book of Samuel about Hannah. And, you know, like you were talking about on forgiveness, you know, a lot of things people do to hurt people, I mean, that will just really crush you. But, you know what, God has did so much in my heart this year. He didn't allow me to wait till whatever happened to me and my family and household. He didn't allow me to wait until it was over to forgive. Right while I was in the midst of it, I was able to forgive. I was able to forgive the young man. I was able to talk to him before he went to the police car. I was able to talk to him on the phone. I was able to forgive him. And in me forgiving him, God did something in my heart. You never know why God allows things to happen and why things happen. It made me persistent, more persistent in prayer. You know, it made me forgive. You know, you never know even though people do things to other people, you never know why God allowed it to happen, but in him allowing it to happen, he always brings good out of it. He brought healing concerning me and my daughter, and concerning that young man and his marriage. I know God is working on his marriage. I know God brings a lot of good out of different things we go through. And so we have to learn, we have to put it in our heart to forgive. You know, not only the young man came against me, a whole lot of things at one time came against me. But there it goes back to where it says you're talking about prayer. If it wasn't for prayer, I don't believe I would have made it through anything that I needed.
My God.
It was prayer that kept me. It was forgiveness that kept my heart clean.
Lord have mercy.
So I was able to, at the same time, go to God with forgiveness in my heart. And I even texted the lady. I just kept forgiveness. And every time the enemy would come up against me, I would use the ammunition that God gave me, his word. And it was God's word that kept me. All that word God put in me is because he wanted me to use it. And I've been using it and using it. And I'm still withstanding today. Yeah, did it hurt me? Like you said, we as pastors are human.
Yes.
This is my fifth year going on being a pastor, and it has not been easy for me. In fact, it has gotten harder. But through it, God was making me and molding me through this. And God was teaching me to be persistent in my prayer. No matter what comes up against me, keep on praying. Keep on moving forward. Keep on loving people. Keep on serving him. Keep on seeking him.
Yes.
Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep your hands to the plow. Keep on moving forward. When you feel forsaken, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. When you feel lonely, he says, I am with you. Just keep on going and keep on going. When no one understands you, God understands you. God is saying, fear thou not, for I am with you. So I learned a lot from this. I learned to trust God. You can put your trust in man, and man will fail you, and man will let you down. But God will never fail you, and God will never let you down. And I just thank him. And now God has given me the spirit of discernment through praying to discern. God said, if you keep praying, I'll allow you to discern what enters in that door in your church. I will give you a spirit of discernment. And God has just done so much. And I thank him. I learned how to thank him for what I just came out of while I was
there. Yes,
God. I thank him. And now that he has brought me through it, I thank him. I thank him. And so now my prayers are prayers of thanksgiving.
Thank
God for me another year, because I could have backslid, and I was surrounded by people drinking and drinking and drinking around my family members. But God allowed my life to continue to shine, even when I was overwhelmed, even when I was burning with a lot of things. God kept me through prayer, and he kept me saved. He kept me sanctified. He kept me through it all. And now it's not what everybody else feels is. It's not where everybody else is saying, I'm seeking God for his will. And it's not even my will. God, what is it that you want me to do this year? If you want me to release, I'll release. Whatever you want me to do, you speak to my heart, because God does speak to your heart, and he will talk to you.
Jesus.
And I just thank you for that prayer. When you open up your prayer, I thank you for your words of exaltation. God bless you, and I love you, and I thank you for praying for my family. I thank you because your prayers show was answered. I know that it was not just my prayers that kept me through all this. It was the prayers of the body of Christ.
The prayers of the saints.
Like you said, when you're going through, is there someone that will pray for you? Can they have your back through prayer? And I felt your prayers. And everyone
God,
that broadcast line who prayed for me, I felt your prayers. And I thank Evangelist Pierce sticking by my side with her to the plow. The same love I gave her when
when I needed it, she gave it right back to me.
All right.
I thank God for your prayers. Not just only yours, your family members calling me and praying with me too.
Yes.
Evangelist Aaron, different people just calling me with a word and not even knowing what I was going through.
That's right.
Giving me words for my family and giving me words of encouragement to give my family, not even knowing. I didn't even have to say nothing. So
all right.
That's from my heart. God bless you.
Well, Pastor Beatrice, God bless you. I tell you, God is going to do some greater things in your ministry and in your family life this year. Amen. And that's what the enemy does. See, when he came break us down, he started working through our families. He's going to work through the ones that's the closest to you. And sometimes it could be your closest friend, somebody that's been in your life and been your friend. Do you know the enemy has sowed a seed of discord? And the Bible says that Jesus, the Bible says six things does the Lord hate in Proverbs. And he says seven is an abomination. That seventh one is sowing discord among the brethren.
Yes.
That one there is an abomination. He said, I hate the other six things, but the seventh one is an abomination. So when you begin to sow discord among God's people, among the brethren, it's an abomination.
Yeah.
An abomination goes beyond hate. God hates sin, but that abomination is despicable. How God will tolerate you with the other stuff. But when you get into the realm of an abomination, God, you walking on some thin ice, baby. Oh, don't let God. I'm telling you. So you just keep on doing what you're doing and be encouraged, Pastor Beatrice.
Amen.
This is your
season
of testing. And you,
Amen.
As long as you pass in the test, you can rejoice, honey. God will give you joy while you're going through that test. He'll give you joy in the midst of the trouble. He'll give you joy while you're in the valley. Amen. Because guess what? He knows he's going to bring you on up and put you on the mountainside. If we don't have no valley experience, we certainly can't have a mountaintop experience.
Amen.
God don't work like that. So be encouraged. Amen. It's all coming. Hallelujah. He said he'll give you pastors after his own heart. Amen. He didn't give you the pastoralship for it to just go down. People coming in. Jesus going to add to the church. That's the one who add to the church anyway. We don't add. You say, I add it to the church daily, such as should be saved. Hallelujah. God, we bless you today. Amen, amen. We're going to go to glory. I saw Sister Donna. She's been dropped off. I'm going to go to Mother Charity, and then we're going to go to Sister Renita, Evangelist T, and then Minister Darylin. Amen. Mother Charity, God bless you. Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
I see Dr. Chaz on the line, too. Woo, glory to God.
Lord, amen, for all of God's goodness and his blessings that he has bestowed. Thank him for his tender mercies today, his love and kindness, Lord. I thank the Lord for all of the words, amen, that I have heard, praise the Lord, coming from different ones, Evangelist Bernard and that sister that just got through us speaking. Yeah, right, praise the Lord. Amen. And I certainly attest to all of those things, praise the Lord, that have filled us up in the most holy faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're on the right track. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Thank the Lord that his word has gone out. We need this.
To
be encouraged, oh God, today. In the name of Jesus, let us stretch out on God's word. Let us continue, amen, to endure hardness as a good soldier.
Good soldier. Come on, Mother.
Us out with a high hand, oh God. In Jesus' name. You pray for us much now in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Mother, all the way from Detroit, Michigan. Amen. You know God got people all over the globe that love him. Hallelujah. You don't know who God touched heart to pray for you. Woo, God, that's why he said effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man.
Oh, yeah.
It availeth much. I thank God for the praying saints.
Amen.
I'd rather be with the saints any day. Hallelujah, because I know God got somebody. Amen, is getting the prayer through for me. Amen. God bless you, Mother. We appreciate you. Sister Renita, God bless you.
God bless you. How are you today?
Doing great, doing great.
And he was reading the affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord started to deal with me about unforgiveness.
Mm.
I was in a very bad accident. It's ten of us between my parents. There's 10 siblings. Out of all 10, two of them never said anything to me during my whole time. I almost died and everything, and I harbored some hate for them. Because I'm your sister. How could you do that to me? You know?
Mm.
And the Lord told me today, release it. Because how could you love me and you can't
Lord
see me, but you hate them too?
All right. Now, y'all
that's
know I just wasn't talking.
Right.
The Holy Ghost spoke today. That wasn't me.
Yeah. And I had to just cry because it's the truth. Self-examination
release
for
it.
Me. I had to release I'm not going to go no further in my walk. I'm not going to go no further in law harboring hate and unforgiveness to my siblings at that.
God
is good. God is good. I love. I'm so glad I'm able to get back on the radio blog. I love to listen to your blog every day because every day the Lord has me examine myself to make sure I'm walking right in front of him. He works for me every time I get on here. Not sometimes,
Lord,
every time I get on here. And I thank God for you. And I thank God for this radio blog.
My God, my God. We're going to ask, I'm going to go back to Lady Morris and ask Lady Morris to pray a special prayer over Sister Renita right now. She was in a terrible accident. Amen. And you know, Sister Renita, as you were saying that, and you said, you know, they didn't come, they didn't call to even inquire about you. You could have been dead. Hallelujah.
Huh?
As you were saying that, that's why it's so imperative for you to love in spite of. When you think
ma'am.
About them cutting you out that car, it ain't worth you thinking about them not calling you to check on. Hey, guess what?
Nope.
God got everything in his hand, honey. So you can,
God,
and you're releasing that today. I'm going to ask Lady Morris to just pray a special prayer for you if she can. God, I feel you today, Jesus.
Father, we bless you right now for our sister, Anita. Oh, God, we thank you for her Oprah declaration, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh, God, for allowing her to be transparent, Lord. We thank you for the word that did the work that penetrated her heart, that opened up her eyes, oh, God, and to see, Lord, God, that her relationship with you was more important than holding on to that. Father, we bury that forgiveness. We put the blood on it in the name of Jesus. God, we send it back to the pits of hell, oh God, that it shall rise no more in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Bless her, God. Give her joy unspeakable, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Renew, Lord God. Hallelujah. Revival, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. God, use her, oh God, to be a living testament, oh God, that others will be set free by her testimony, oh God. In the name of
Jesus,
overshower with love, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and God, we just celebrate you on today. We rejoice with our sister Renita, oh God. We rejoice with her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Jesus.
God is glorified. Hallelujah. And the devil is glorified. We thank you for her deliverance, God. We thank you, Lord God, because doors are going to be open for more. God, showers of blessing, oh God. Those things that have been held up shall be released, our little Mosha. We thank you, Jesus. And we bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Let's praise God for our sister. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is moving. God is moving, sister.
Oh, yes.
Glory. We bless you today, Jesus. We bless you for this woman of God. Messiah. Thank you, Lady Morris. Hallelujah. Keep on praising him, Sister Renita. He ain't through with you yet, baby. Messiah. Hallelujah. What the devil meant for Eva. Hey, God turned it around. Hey, Jesus. He's still turning some things around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Evangelist T, God bless you. God, I bless you today, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, bless your name.
Well, give me
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Evangelist.
I just give honor. I give honor to where honor is due today. All praises to the Most High God. To you, Pastor Adrian Bernard. To my own pastor that was on the line today, Pastor Beatrice Martin. And to all the people of God. I'm truly honored to even be on this line today. I thank God for what you spoke on when you first came on, and even can attest to what the young lady was just saying a few minutes ago. And I heard the Lord speak to me. He said, you must lay your entire family on the altar. And I find myself, I had to do it because, you know, we went through all what we went through in 2013, and the healing is taking place right now. But, you know, sometimes we do. We want to let go of this stuff because we know we got to let go of it because it's not of God. But hold on to things that the Lord is asking us to let go of. So today I truly lay my entire Loxton family on the altar because it was a horrific time for me at the time. But I have to forgive them. So I ask the Lord to forgive me, and God has already forgiven me. And now I have to forgive them. And I pray that the Lord heals them, deliver them, and set them free. You know, that's my prayer. For unification, not just for the Loxton family, but for the body of Christ as a whole. God said we're the body of Christ. All different. We have all different members. You know, a lot of different members of our body. But they don't all have the same. So I hear the Lord has been speaking to me on that behalf. You have to lay your family on the altar, especially my brother Kenny. I have to lay him on the altar. Because, you know, I wouldn't have wanted to be him trying to handle my parents' estate and have to deal with about 8 or 9 personalities. You know, it kind of fell out. But I just said, you know, Lord Jesus, I just placed it on the altar. And before I went to my trip to Hawaii, I went to his house. I said, I'm going to just keep driving by his house so I get him because he wouldn't answer none of my telephone calls. But I went over there. I asked him to forgive me for anything I might have said or did that was out of line at the time. And I just thank God I was able to do that because that wasn't easy. That flesh did not want to forgive. But I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord today that, you know, we just really have to examine ourselves, and that's what God is doing with me. He really has got me on the potter's wheel, examining myself. I pray, that the Lord continues to bless this ministry, continues to bless the ministry that I'm a part of, and that God's will be done in all of our lives. And for Sister Renita, we've been praying for your healing, that the Lord continues to heal your body. Your heart, your mind, and your spirit. As you went to what you went to,
we were on this line praying because we love you. You are our sister. So God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 We're going to go. Thank you, Evangelist. See, we're going to go. I see another. They were on yesterday. Area code 347. The last four of your number is 6441. You're on the line, caller. Your line is open if you'd like to share anything with us.
Hello. God bless everybody. I was just listening on. There's some good messages, good news. This is Leona from Nevada. I'm in Nevada.
Right. God bless you, Sister Leona.
Everybody, I mean, it's real. You got to keep pushing on. You got to keep praising the Father. You got to keep going, giving him the glory because the devil is a liar. You see, he know his time is already up. He know he's been defeated. We got authority. We have dominion. We have the key. Glory, hallelujah. We ain't got to be afraid of this creep, you know. Forgiveness is strong. We got to forgive. We can't hold all this mess inside of us. That's what the devil wants.
Yes.
You know, but we got to just continue to pray and encourage each other and just give all the glory to the Father because time is running out. Time is running out.
Yeah.
I'm just listening. I'm praying. I said, Lord, have mercy. Let me say something this morning. Let me just tell them about how great my Father is, how great. We serve an enormous God, a gigantic God.
Come
He's
on,
glorious
man.
And
come
awesome.
On,
He's almighty and powerful. Satan is a liar. There ain't no competition between the Father that we serve and Satan. There ain't never been no competition. Satan is a liar. He's been defeated at the foot of the cross 2,000 years ago. And I let him know.
Now.
See, when the Father healed me 2 years ago, I told the enemy, guess what? I'm going to tear you up from the time I get up to the time I go to bed. I'm going to pray.
Right.
I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm taking communion.
Like
I'm not the one. I got a complete suit of armor on. Share it with share the blood of Christ Jesus, that double-edged sword, which is my Father's word. And we got our chauffeur. I command the angels in the name of Jesus.
Yay.
I'm not the one. I just enjoy your message, Mother. Glory, hallelujah. We give the glory to the Father, and let's beat the hell out of Satan. Let's beat him down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for everybody on the prayer line. I am so happy that we have something that we can come together in agreement because he said if two or three in agreement, he's in the midst of this.
He's there.
He's in the midst of this. I just want to give him the glory this morning. I just want to praise his name because he pulled me out of the hands of the enemy many a time, even when I wasn't praying. I wasn't praying, Jesus' blood is up in the highest heavens praying for us and pleading the case. Okay.
Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. I'll give him the glory. I praise his holy name. I don't care nothing about no principality. I tell you, I command the angels in the name of Jesus, and I plead the blood of the Lamb. That's all I wanted to say. That's all I wanted to say. Mother, that's all I wanted to say.
Sister Leona, you was on with us yesterday. You didn't get
I just ain't saying nothing. I was just listening on. But I'll say something today. Because, see, I know when we beating Satan down, he don't like that. See, when we come in agreement, we all want that. You see, he wants us to fight each other. He wants us to have horrible things to say about each other. But when we beat him down, he got to run out of here seven ways. And each way he goes out, I make sure I beat him down. I beat him down with the blood of Jesus.
That's it. Hallelujah. I love that. Well, I'm so glad that you were able to say something today, man. And we bless the Lord and thank you for just tuning in and fellowshipping with us. What a blessing. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You
God bless you.
Mother, you always bring it. You always bring it, honey. When I'm listening, you bring it. You tell the truth, baby. And the truth will set us free. Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
John P. Key sing a song, You Don't Know My Story. Amen.
That's right.
You don't know people's story. Glory
to
God.
Right.
When you don't know
folks'
story, baby, hey. Everybody, you know, we look at the outer appearance, honey, but God looks at the heart. I don't look like what I've gone through, what I've been through.
Right,
I don't look like that, and you ain't got to look tore up from the floor up. Amen. You can still
Amen.
Look
Amen.
Good, but you can still remain firm in Christ Jesus. Amen. You don't
Amen.
Have to let the people know that, hey, you done been in a war. You done been in a fight. Amen. Amen. But
Amen.
Guess what? We coming out with the victory every time.
We already
every
got the victory.
Time.
We already
That's
have
it.
The victory.
Hallelujah. That's it.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
We already
well,
got
God
the victory.
God bless you, Sister Leona. We appreciate
you. Bless
Amen.
All of you. Amen.
Amen. We're going to go to Prophet Chaz. God bless you, Prophet Chaz. Then Minister Daryl, and then we're going to go to the Bishop-elect. He's been on. I think he was the first one called in today. Amen. So we got to give him some time. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Chaz. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. I got on the broadcast late because I was at school and I could not bring my phone this morning. So I thank God that I didn't get in trouble with mine. My goodness. The power of a praying woman, my God of heaven. Yeah. A power of a prayer. Yeah. A power of a praying woman. We must pray every time something happens. Mm-hmm. Because when the devil is under attack, we don't know what to do but get on our knees and pray to God and ask God that he deliver us from our sin and our evil. But I came to let somebody know a power of a praying woman. A praying woman is coming into warfare to pray with each other. A woman is coming in the church to pray with you. That's why it's a power of a praying woman, because the woman that have power will pray over you.
Yes.
And that power will be forced into that prayer. And when they say amen, it goes to God and God accepts it. And it
Lord,
comes
I like
to
that,
you. You believe about the power of a praying woman, but I know I believe in prayer, because what does the Bible say? The Bible says prayer can change. That's why we are saying a power of a praying woman.
Well, you old jazz, y'all. Lady Morris, I'm going to bring him down there to Birmingham. All right, Chaz. Glory to God. I want you to all to know that Chaz has a 30-minute prayer. It's not a prayer hour, but it's an hour of prayer. But he only hosts it for 30 minutes on Fridays and Saturdays. Amen. And I tell you, this young man, every time he opened up his mouth, it just, I tell you, he never ceased to amaze me. And just to see God using a 12-year-old boy, amen, to pronounce his word and to make declarations and to just be a light in a dying world, being a light in his family, oh, Jesus, in his family life. And oh, God, I tell you, God is just going to do some great things. This is your year to come out, Dr. Chaz. Amen. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. And God is honing you. He's honing those gifts that he has already deposited in you. Amen. Amen. He's going to hone them until, amen. And, oh, God, you in the fire right now. You in the fire. Just know that God is with you. Amen. God is with you. And as long as you stay truthful and continue to keep God, hallelujah, at the forefront of your life, I tell you, eyes have not seen. Amen. You are anointed to do some great things in the kingdom of God. So stay focused, even in your school. You got to do right in school just because you're anointed. Hallelujah, and God has a calling on your life. That don't exempt you from being submissive to your mother and being submissive to those that have the rule over you. Amen. So you still have to perform at your highest in school. You still have to be obedient and respectful to your mother. Amen. And all those, your big sister and your big brothers in the house, you got to still be respectful to them. So, amen, just stay focused. That's all I can say. You got going to do some great things through you, young man. I tell you, I'm so glad that you're kidding to me. I don't know what to do. Hallelujah. Lady Morris, I could call Chaz. If I can't find nobody, I'll call Chaz, and he'll just go to praying. Ah, you know, Messiah. Hallelujah. I tell you what God won't do. Ha! It's a yielded vessel. God will do something to a yielded vessel. Amen. So God bless you, Dr. Chaz. We'll give out your number. Get your number ready. We'll let you give out your number for your prayer line. Amen. We got to go to Minister Darylin. How did I cut a line off? Then we're going to go to Bishop Elect. God bless you, Minister Darylin.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless everybody on this line. I am so grateful every day that I am able to tune into the people of God. I pray that Sister Renita is still on the line because I want to tell her, just because her siblings have not reached out to her did not mean that they weren't praying. Sometimes situations become so overwhelming that we don't know what to say or how to say it or how to reach out. So I'm going to believe in their heart that they're grateful that their sibling is still here. I'm going to believe in my heart that they are so thankful. They may not have told none about it, but they might have had that talk with Jesus. And I believe that they did it. I'm going to believe that in my heart. But I want to share a story that the late Robert Charles Blake Sr. shared with us years ago about unforgiveness. He said a woman was on her deathbed, and she decided to make peace with everyone she felt that had did her wrong. She went to a young lady's house. Well, you know, it was like 30 or 40 years later, she went to this lady's house, knocked on her door, and told her, I forgive you. Young lady did not know who she was. And she said, you used to work for my husband. You was a secretary at my husband's office. And you had an affair with my husband. Wow. This lady did not remember her, the husband, nor the affair, because she had went on with her life. Somewhere she had asked God to forgive her. But this wife, she was so caught up in unforgiveness that she cheated herself out of a righteous life. She didn't have a great marriage with her husband because she couldn't forgive him. She couldn't have a great relationship with anybody because of that unforgiveness. We got to understand that unforgiveness blocks us, messes us up. Go on. We got to forgive. I am telling y'all this because I am a survivor. I'm a survivor. Now, I wasn't molested by one person. I was molested by three. But you know what? I am so grateful.
My God.
I am so grateful because of God. God, see, and the people, somebody told me, you came here by mistake. How you like that? Guess what? God have a purpose for me. God has not even revealed the purpose he have in my life. But every day that he wakes me up, every moment that he gives me, every day that I can proclaim my love for him, I know that purpose is working. I forgive him. Now, did they forgive themselves or anybody else? I don't know. But the good thing about it, they went on to the Lord. Guess what? I pray that they forgive themselves because I forgave them.
My God.
What it did for me is made me stronger. It made me more protective. My girls couldn't sleep nowhere. My children couldn't go nowhere because I had to protect them. And as they got older, like 12, I finally told them why. Then they started to accept why mommy was so protective over them. Forgiveness is the key. I cannot tell you I'm going to forgive these people that hurt me and still say I love the Lord. How can I?
All right.
I can't do that. But guess what? Thank you, God, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to go through the trials and the tribulations. My. Because when we go through things, we say, if there was a real God, why he let this happen to me? Mm-mm.
Yes.
Mm-mm. No. I thank you, God. Because of you, I am the woman, I am the child that you ordained me to be. That's my God. So I just want to tell everybody, let go and let God. Because you don't know what somebody else went through. Sometimes in our family, we're harboring secrets.
Yes.
Guess what? And you wonder why they're acting like they act. Guess what? Forgive them. Because you don't know what they went through that even caused them to touch this little girl. But you can't control over me then. I'm not a little girl anymore.
Oh, all right.
I have come to find out who God is. And guess what? He is my Savior. He is my protector. He directs my path. You know what? When it's dark outside, I don't have to worry about it because I still can see light. And I thank God. Thank God for this prayer line. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
hallelujah,
to your name, Father God.
Jesus.
My God. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Healing
glory.
Our souls. Amen. We don't know.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Don't know.
My
that
God.
Was beautiful.
Hallelujah.
That was beautiful.
God.
And that's how you're able to soar in Christ Jesus now, Minister Daryl, and you're able to soar.
Right.
Hallelujah. Because you were able
hallelujah.
To forgive those. Amen, that violated you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory.
God taught you how to cover your children. Amen.
Yes.
Not to put them in a position where anybody could tamper with them. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise
what a blessing.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We've got to go to Bishop Elect Live. God bless you all. I've enjoyed today. I don't know about you all, but I have enjoyed this segment today. God bless you, Bishop Elect. Ah, glory to God. Jesus. Ah, glory.
On my way.
All right, he's taking it out on
my way. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Wow.
Don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
My God.
Lady, you just preached today. That's all you did. He just opened up your mouth and had you preach. Because, see, at this time, in Genesis 8:22, it says, while the earth remains, seed time harvest. Some of you are cold in here day and night cannot see. There's a lot of folks that think that they got the remedies of God and they know this and they know that. I've been saved over 25 years. And the more I learn about Jesus, the more I realize how much I don't know.
Right. Jesus.
Yeah.
And we must get to this place. See, if you got saved, that means you repented.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the Bible says, as sure as you do so also, if he gave you the spirit of repentance to be received in the body of Christ, you also have to repent and be forgiven of other people because hurting people hurt people.
Yeah.
I heard the spirit of deliverance today. I heard people crying out. I heard people telling God, you know, I'm hurting. And if you don't fix me, there ain't a doctor can fix you like Jesus.
My God.
God, can't nobody mend a broken heart with Jesus. Can't nobody mend a confused mind or a broken family. And I just come to remind everybody today, he's still a heart fixer and a mind regulator. And he's still
my
a deliverer.
God.
He's still the King of glory. Hey!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, he's the King of glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
I said it before, I said it again. If don't nobody else claim him, he's my God. If don't nobody else want to claim him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm going to claim it. And I just call it to everybody today. You know what? You have to, if repentance has been on your life, you got to pass some repentance on to people, because people are going to stab you in the back. They're going to mistreat you. They're going to do all kind of things. If they did it to Jesus, they're going to do it to you, because if you're a disciple of Jesus
Why,
Christ,
why are we so exempt? Yeah.
Expect to get dogged out. Expect to get totally murdered. If they don't murder you, evidently they ain't serving the devil enough just yet.
My God.
If they murder you, I promise you, he'll resurrect you. Ha, glory.
My God.
It's a beautiful thing to hear that people are desiring to repent. This time of year is good to repent and say, Lord, help me with me.
Yeah.
Pastor, you said something, and I want to humbly correct you, because in Revelation 22nd chapter 18 to I think 16 to 18 verse, it says this. It says, don't add or subtract to the word of God. You hear a lot of people say, work out your own soul salvation. That's not what the scripture says. We cannot use a scripture like that. Now, I love you. The Bible says, speak the truth in love. It says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God which worketh in you the will and to do of his good pleasure. Because when you're working in God, God is working in you. So you can't just work out your own soul salvation. Why? Because you can't deal with your own soul. You need a God that carries the band-aid called grace and mercy to help you, at least help me with me. That's why the Bible says, when a man's ways please the Lord, it'll make even his enemies be at peace with him. Most of the time, people are not enemies of other people. My greatest enemy is me. Y'all better hear me. Your greatest enemy is you, not the devil. And so we have to keep on repenting. I close with this simple thought. When I was in Israel, went out to the Wailing Wall. That's what they did. They took little notes and prayers and stuck them in the wall and waved rocks back and forth and said they was crying out for forgiveness. That Wailing Wall has got people in front of it every day. They repent. Every single day they repented. Not sometimes. They repent every day. And so I want to encourage anybody and everybody, while you're fasting and praying and you're going in first fruit and you're fasting and praying, doing all, if you're not asking God for repentance, then guess what? You're missing something. God bless you.
My God. God bless you, man.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. I do want to say, man of God, let me say this. Philippians, let me say this, Bishop Elect. Philippians 2:12 says, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Right. It doesn't say work out your own salvation.
It says work out your own salvation.
Yes.
With fear and trembling. So this is scripture. This is Bible. This is not Adrian's Bible. Amen. And sometimes we quote things, we paraphrase, and sometimes we don't quote things accurately. But this is Bible. I'm not going to quote nothing that's not Bible. And that's why many times I don't say scripture, because I'm paraphrasing or I'm just quoting verbatim. But this scripture clearly says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So that's Bible.
I was saying was, when you hear people say, when you work out your own soul salvation, that's not in the script. Soul is not in that verse.
Well, the soul is not there, but your work out your own salvation is certainly there with fear and trembling.
And the other thing I was going to say was this, is that if you're willing to let me work on Mondays, guess what? I'm going to try to help take some of that weight off you, preacher. My heart is
All right.
Love
okay,
you guys.
Well, thank you. We certainly appreciate it. Amen. Anytime the Lord open up a door, we're certainly happy to oblige whomever is willing to step up and do the work, you know. The Bible says, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Amen. So we want the harvest, but many times we don't want to go out there and do the work. Amen. So we certainly thank God for each and every one of you all. We're going to go back to Mother Charity. Now, I'll ask Mother to just close us out with the word of prayer. Tomorrow we have a young lady out of Stockton, California, evangelist Idella Nelson, will be ministering for us on tomorrow.
So invite somebody to come on the line. This is her first time coming on. Amen. She's been preaching and teaching the gospel over 20 some odd years. Amen. So she's not a stranger, amen, to the word of God and to ministry to the people of God. So tune in early. We trying to get on off here out and cut down from 2 hours to 90 minutes now. Today we had it scheduled for 2 hours, but we're right at 90 minutes. Amen. So we're going to go back to Mother Charity for final remarks. Amen. And let her close us out with the word of prayer. God bless you all. We love you. Thank you, Sister Leona, for coming on and fellowshipping with us. Pastor Beatrice, so good to hear your voice. And Lady Morris, we just love you. Evangelist T, I didn't see you yesterday. Thank God. Wait, let me get Dr. Cass back on the line where he can give you his information for his prayer line. Prophet Cass, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. We will be on Fridays and Saturdays. I didn't change it. I had to change it last week because of school started on the 5th, and I could not be up. I could not be up because test week is coming up, so I started to do it on the Friday and Saturday. Let me give you the number. The number is 605-562-0020, and the code is 262-785-089. And I hope to see you on that. God bless you all.
All right, amen. And he's on, those of you that's on social media, you can see Chad's flyer. It's on our page, and it's also on his page, so you can see that flyer with that information. That is Fridays and Saturday from 7 p.m., and that's 7 p.m. Central Time. On the West Coast, that would be 5 p.m., and on the East Coast, that's 8 p.m., so that's 7 p.m. Central Time, and it's from 7 to 7:30 on Friday evenings and Saturday evenings. And he certainly would love to hear you all on the line praying and supporting him. Amen. So we thank God for Prophet Chaz. Amen. Mother Charity, God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Let
thank
us
you,
bless the Lord today. Praise the Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
God, we bless you.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We want to praise you, Lord, and we want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
For all of the different words that we have heard today, for the wisdom that you have given your people, oh God. The various experiences that you have brought us through, in the name of Jesus. Continue, oh God. Hallelujah. To bless your people, Lord, today.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Listen, your people, oh God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Heart of your people, oh God.
Yes,
today.
God.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Provide, oh God, in the name of.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Savior. Continue to give your people the wisdom, oh God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Lord, we can do nothing without you, Lord.
God,
my God.
We're able to do all Christ Jesus that strengtheneth us, oh God.
Yes, God, hallelujah.
Strengthen your people, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I to stay encouraged, oh God, today.
Oh, glory.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Let our light so shine, my God.
Oh, yes.
Dark in a dreary world, oh
yes,
God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Can see our good work,
thank
Lord.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. To
glorify
thank
you, Lord, my Savior.
Hallelujah.
In
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, for the light
you,
of Christ, oh God, in
thank
our
you,
lives.
Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Savior. Hallelujah. Help
you.
Us right
you.
Now. Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
You and
help
you.
Us, Lord.
No,
thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I say, yes,
God. Hallelujah.
That's right now, Lord. Open up the way. Open up the way, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And help us, oh God, we pray, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. To look unto thee today, from whence cometh all our help. And I will
strengthen
your people, O God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Encourage the heart of your people, O God. Help us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, O God, today.
Yes, Lord God.
We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Lord, you are worthy of every single praise, O God, today. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, keep us, Lord. Keep us until that big day, O God. Lord, we praise you, my Savior.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Make a way. Make a way out of no way, Lord. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to our great God, Lord. Stretch out your powerful, mighty hand, Lord. Stretch out your powerful, mighty hand, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. My Savior, we need your help. We need your help, my Savior. And all of my help should come to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Heavens and the earth, oh God, today.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the blessed name of Jesus, Lord, we pray. For thy name's sake, oh God. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord, help us right now, Lord. Thank you. My God, we'll ever praise you, my Savior. To magnify your great name, oh God, today. Oh, Lord, it's Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Jesus'
name, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
And amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We want to remind everyone to remember, remember the 42 hours. Remember that in Jesus' name.
Oh,
man, we're going to close on out with it.
Loud and hallelujah.
Jesus.
You got the offering plate or the bucket of water.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And while you're giving, we're going to
thank
sing.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because singing always releases.
Yes. Oh,
a
yes.
New season.
Oh, yes.
Lord. It's a new season.
Yeah.
And it's a new
day. Yes.
Pass the offering. Fresh anointing.
Fresh anointing. Yes. Coming
my way. Season of power. Prosperity. It's a new season coming. Come on, say it loud and say it clear. It's a new season. God, I'm so thankful today. I need a fresh anointing. I feel it coming my way. Season of power. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. Come into me. One more time. Everybody jump on your feet and say, it's a new season. I'm so glad I found it. one more time, everybody, say it's a new season. To him. If you're not saved, don't leave this building. Come on and give him your heart. It's a new season. Come into me. Say it's a season of power.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in Jesus' name.
You do.